So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday, right to the guest line to talk to one of the Patriots special teams coordinators. Each week, the coordinators on Patriots Friday are brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots, and by Cape Cod Lumber, your local timber tech supplier, number one in premium decking. Coach Springer, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
We're great. We're happy to be talking about playoff football again. It's a lot more fun than talking about the draft in early January. So, this is...
Me too, man. Me too.
So I want to start there. Just what is this week feel like for you? Because we know special teams is an area where that seems to always come up in big games, playoff games, college football last night, you know, early Patriots dynasty, big kicks, big returns. Yep. So what is the what's the message, I guess, you've delivered to your guys about, hey, we're going to be put in a spot to make a play to either help us or hurt us this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think from a standpoint of how our routine of the week has been, it's been the same. And I think that starts with our head coach. And you know, everything's been about just embracing the preparation and enjoy the execution of it. And I think from that standpoint of you know, embracing the preparation part of it, everything that we've done this week has been, you know, every play counts. I mean, on special teams, you just said it's the best. And I try to tell our guys, we show our guys, I mean, the Baltimore game from last week, I mean, even our game in the second quarter, you know, and it's just like there's little plays here and there that are always going to affect the game. And we put a lot of extra detail on just the little things from a protection standpoint, all phases from, hey, making sure we're going on our matchups and just being sound. At the end of the day, we need to be sound. We need to know exactly what we're going to do, go out there, play full speed. And because the guys are going to be juiced up, ready to go. I mean, it's the playoffs. It's going to be Sunday night football. It's going to be a lot of fun. But at the same time, just we got to go out there and execute. But I think we've done that from a preparation standpoint to be able to go out and play fast.
So, Jeremy, I'm curious, if you consider this or have been thinking about it as the biggest game that you've ever coached or been a coordinator in, because there seems to be this lockstep message from all the Patriots players, maybe even the coaches, about how the biggest game they've ever played in is the next game. Drake has said that, Marcus Jones, et cetera. But I'm just sort of curious if that's how you feel, or like if you're embracing the excitement of like, oh my God, I'm like, this is wild card weekend. Like, this is the biggest game I've coached in.
Man, you know what? I really haven't thought of it that way. Honestly, to be honest with you, for me, it's like, today was the biggest day of the year because I don't know. It's just like every practice to me, a Thursday practice, a Wednesday practice. I try not to get too ahead of myself on thinking about the future. I just kind of be present where my feet are at. And like today to me, it was like, we got to install kickoff and punt return and field goal and hands team. And that to me today, I was more nervous about today than I would be for a game. So like, I just want to get that in and make sure we execute at a high level right now, because I know when we get to game time, to me, it's like, we've done all the work we can. It's like, we just got to go out there and play fast and execute, because you're going to have all the juice in the world. It's just, again, to me, it's another game. It's another opportunity. I'm just grateful to be a part of it. I'm grateful that we're still playing in January. Extremely grateful for that. But I just take it one day at a time. So I really have not thought about that at all.
Our co-host, Ted Johnson, was reminiscing about his first playoff game back in the mid-90s for Coach Parcells, Bill Parcells. And he said he remembered Bill Parcells telling the team, hey, just don't be the guy that sends us home. And I kind of, I did the same thing, but then I wondered, in a modern sense. So we're now what, 30 years later since that date, it feels like now it's more about positive thoughts and like manifestation.
Yeah.
And you don't want your kicker thinking, don't miss the field goal, right? You want him thinking, damn, I'm going to nail this. So is that the approach you take for yourself and your guys? Like the positive manifestation, even under pressure?
Yeah, that's exactly right, man. I'm definitely not one of those coaches that tries not to bring any negativity. You know, I'm trying to always, you know, even myself, you know, when there's a bad play, I put a lot of it on myself and just have that growth mindset. So for me, it's like, make a mistake, we're going to grow and learn from it. But at the same time, going into a game, like, just let your preparation take over, man. I don't talk about making mistakes. I talk about, hey, if we do make a mistake, we're going to learn from it and we're going to adjust and we're going to make it. And be the guy, but I don't like to think about anything negative, because if you do, then you start to, like you just said, I don't like to manifest that kind of stuff, and I do kind of try to live that way as well.
All right, so we know what you're going to be doing in your post-coaching career. You'll open the Jeremy Springer Center for Positive Thinking and Encouragement.
I'm doing yoga studio, bro. I'm going to do yoga studio. I'm going to be a yoga instructor, and or I'm going to be like a DJ. I'm doing one of the two.
DJ.
Hey, oh man, I'm gonna be a DJ and I'm gonna be a yoga instructor. I'm gonna do both.
All right, that's awesome. So I can scratch and play for the first hour, and then I can stretch and namaste for the second hour.
That's exactly right. It'd be a good life. Live on the beach.
So I imagine that last weekend there was a moment that went a long way towards instilling you with some confidence in the postseason. It was late in the second quarter. There's the block of the field goal, and then Miami takes it down the field, turns it into a field goal of their own. Then you guys drive the ball down the field, and in weather that is easily as cold as it's going to be Sunday night in Foxborough, Borogales blasts a 59-yarder straight through the uprights to give you guys the field goal heading into the half. That must have really, like, allayed a lot of concerns of yours. Like, oh, man, he can kick a 60-yarder in the freezing Foxborough cold. That feels good.
Yeah, it did, man. Like I said, the negative aspect of getting one blocked on you, first time we had one all season in the last game of the year was this very disappointing. But again, like I always just said, right now it's a growth mindset. I learn from it as a coach, and I need to get my guys to continue to prepare my guys the best way we can so that doesn't happen. But in retrospect, getting Andy back and making him drill that 59-yarder was really good to see, man. Just to see all his preparation, his mindset, and his, like, to have a field goal blocked as a kicker like it did, and then have to go back and kick a 59-yarder in that weather. That is not easy, like, for a guy mentally, especially as a rookie in that weather who's from Miami. And to see him do that, I was very – and even our protection, we protected for him. It, to come back from that was really, really cool to see. And just like I said, it's just one of those things that you had a negative thing happen. Hey, you learn from it. Let's go next rep. Next rep came pretty quick. We faced adversity, and turned into a positive. So that was really cool to see.
Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer here on a Patriots Friday on WEEI Afternoons. I was listening to Josh McDaniels yesterday, and he was talking about Jesse Minter and the Chargers defense and how Drake May is going to see things he hasn't seen yet, as complicated a thing as he's seen all year. From your perspective, special teams, what do the Chargers bring to the table scheme-wise? Do you have to prepare for craziness because it's now that time of year where you need a play and maybe they throw something at you that you haven't seen all year? What's that perspective?
Yeah, I think again, from what they present, they're a big physical team. I think all the way they draft the guys, they're prototypical guys like Baltimore, the Harbaughs, like, they're going to be a big physical team to kind of wear you down. The same thing on special teams. They got big, good-sized guys that play with length and speed and even power, and that's going to give us some issues, and we got to be prepared for that. And at the same time, going into playoff football, yeah, I think you got 17 games of football to your resume, and so there's a lot of film to watch. So, you know, they're looking for every angle they can. We're doing the same thing. So we have to be prepared to see something maybe we haven't seen this year in any phase of the game. And we got to prepare that way and try to look at our own special teams unit and say, all right, where can we get beat at, and try to prepare that way and try to give our guys the best toolbox, you know, to go into the game with. So, you know, preparing that way, hopefully, you know, our guys are up for the challenge, which I think they are because they've been embracing the preparation part of it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, any Jim Harbaugh team is always going to present a unique combination of speed and power, like you said. Big guys, they love to play extra physical, so I'm sure you guys have been making those some points of emphasis this week. You're laser focused on Sunday, but have you taken a moment, because you never know when the ride is going to end, and hopefully this ride goes into mid-February, and happily so, but have you taken a moment just to reflect on what an awesome season it's been? And if so, what is the element of your success this year that you are most proud of as a coach and as a team?
You know what? I every day that I kind of come into work, I'm just grateful to have a job in this profession. I know, I mean, even next week's not promised that I'm going to be here. So I just know how this profession works. It's just a hard one to keep your job, no matter how good or bad it is. And so I'm grateful that I'm coaching this game, and we'll see what the future brings after this game. And I'm just going to enjoy today's Friday with the guys. I just enjoyed that moment, and I'm going to enjoy tomorrow Saturday and the Sunday, and then we'll see where it takes me from there. And then in terms of just being, you know, how I'm just really, I'm really pleased with how our guys have bought into the culture that Coach Vrabel has instilled with the guys. And it's just the consistency that they've had throughout it all. I mean, I know we've won a lot of games, but that doesn't mean there's been a lot of positive. There's been a lot of adversities we still had to go through in this building, good times, bad times, even training camp, OTAs, disagreements. And I think at the end of the day, everyone's kind of just stuck through, and I've just seen a very, very level-headed group. Nothing's ever too big or too small. Everyone's just like on the same mission. And it's been really, really cool to see that from the locker room and even the coaches' staff all on the same page. We just go to work. We do our job the best way we can, and so far as to go out to a lot of wins, and hopefully we can continue to do so.
Jeremy, does the fact that it's a postseason game, it's win or go home, affect decision-making on special teams? Whether it's Marcus, should he return it, should he not return it, fair catch it, when you guys will go for a field goal, what the range is, anything like that, does decision-making change a little bit in the postseason?
No. I don't think it does. I think you approach the game the way you've been approaching it all year. You're aggressive and where you need to be aggressive, and you're not when you don't. And I think Vrabel and Stretch and those guys on the offense, defense side of the ball, they do a great job. And, you know, I just kind of follow that lead. And me and Vrabel are always in constant communication from a special team standpoint. And when we need to choose and win our battles or not, we got to do it. And if not, then we take the pedal off. So I think just approaching each game to how the game is approaching you throughout the game is how we'll keep doing it.
You're an energy guy, and obviously listening to you all season long, and especially today, there's no doubt that your players are going to come out chock full of energy, and another base that has been riled up and found renewed energy this year has been Patriots fans, who have just been amazing at home, and especially on the road following you guys. I just want to know if you wanted to take a last second here to share a message of encouragement or gratitude with the fan base that's been so behind you and is going to be so pumped up Sunday.
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me do that, man. No, to all the Patriots fans, like I said, it's been a lot of fun. I said I've been grateful to just be in this position, and like I just said it before, I don't know what the future brings after this game. You know, hopefully we keep winning, but I just appreciate Boston and the people and how it's truly. And I'm from Texas. I've been a lot of places, and the fans here, man, they are truly diehard. It's a lot of fun to be in there.
So here's the thing with homemade meals: eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free.
National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Stadium on Sundays, and I'm hoping that this Sunday night that you guys have a full day of a Sunday fun day, and you guys are loud with good energy and make it crazy, man. Because I got chills thinking about it. I'm excited for it, and I can't thank the people enough.
But we got to remember they need to pace themselves out there in the parking lots.
We ain't pacing. Nah, just go hard all day.
is that what you'll be doing?
Yeah, I mean, all day.
8 o'clock.
No, that's what I do. I mean, if it's a Sunday for me and I'm going, it's Sunday fun day, it's going to be a full pedal till I can't no more. That's going to be 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. So let's go.
Well, as they say, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. So,
that's exactly right. So let's start early. I want it loud. I don't care. You just got to make it to the game. Get in the stadium and we'll be good.
All right, Coach. Good luck on Sunday. Hopefully we'll talk to you in a couple weeks and enjoy the game. Enjoy the experience.
Thanks, brother. You guys too, man. Have a good one. Thanks again.
Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it.
That's Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer issuing a bit of a challenge for Patriots fans to.
You're the one who had to drop the you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
That's what they say. I'm just have red t-shirts and memes. That's the reality of it. Although for me, I'll be honest with you, I would have to pace myself. 8 o'clock football game. There's no way I'll be a productive force in the stands if I'm pounding beers at like 10 a.m.
Yeah. We know you got hung over after a couple of beers a few nights ago.
And a few shots.
Well, and that's the other thing. Maybe just stick to the brews. Just pace yourself in terms of that way.
No. Andy, it's going to be cold, plenty cold enough. There will be over in the lots with the RVs and the rigs and whatnot. There's going to be people doing ice luges at 4 p.m. And it's just, I admire them. Just like, wait a second. You know the game goes to like 10:45 and then someone has to drive home, right?
Yes. It's a long day, and they can listen to us when they are pacing themselves on the ride home.
Yes.
One of the issues that's going to pop up in this game is the injuries and which teams are dealing with what come Sunday. Mike Vrabel had some comments and brought some clarity to the health of the Patriots today.
Tonga will be out. Booty, Landry, Munford will be questionable.
So the only out is Tonga, which I don't love. I was hoping you were going to get your trio back on the interior there of Milton Williams, Christian Barmore, and Tonga.
That sucks. That's a two-way loss because not only, and I'll say this, from doing a little deep diving on the Chargers average 2 yards per carry more when they run off tackle as opposed to up the gut. So if the Patriots are a little weaker up the gut because Tonga's not there, that could change their game plan. And, of course, Hampton, Vidal withstanding. We'll see exactly which running back or backs they attack with.
The good news is the sick guys on the offensive line are not out. There's no, you know, and we're still 2 days away. So I would think, you know, with IVs and all the things the medical staff can do, they should get those guys up to speed.
Tamiflu.
The other good news is Jared Wilson, your guard, is no longer practicing in a limited jersey, a red jersey. So I would presume that means he's worked his way through the protocol and you could get your starting guard back, which may or may not be a big issue. I know a lot of people think Ben Brown does a nice job, but the issue is the domino effect. Now Ben Brown is available to fill in for Bradbury if his illness is an issue. He's available to fill in for Munford as an extra offensive line. You just have an extra body in that mix. Yes, Dan Ball.
So your full participants from practice yesterday, Dr. Gibby, Jack Gibbons, Hunter Henry, Anfernee Jennings, Morgan Moses, and the last one that brought a smile to my face, Andrew, Robert Spillane, man.
Yes, sir.
That is massive, massive,
huge.
massive to what you want to accomplish.
Which is what he alluded to yesterday, I think it was, when he was telling, I'm good to go. Andrew Callahan and others telling them that he's good to go. We heard him on with Jones and Keith getting fired up, almost dropping swears on the air.
Yeah, he's not calling into the morning show today and doing the interview he does unless he is full clearance to go on Sunday night.
I don't give a f-
Whoa, hey now. You can't say that on the radio.
Ah, he can. I'll give him a provision. I'll pay the fine. I don't care.
It's funny. The first time I heard it, I didn't know it needed to be bleeped. But you hear it that way. It really sounds excessive.
That's the afternoon's difference.
I don't give a f***.
So it will be interesting to see what the final injury report out of the Chargers looks like, because as of yesterday, DNP, Bud Dupree, Omarion Hampton, two very notable names on the offense there for the ground game. Are they going to have a dual threat attack, or is it just going to be Vidal? And then defensively, Bud Dupree is part of that formidable front, Fitzy.
Yes. Upon further review of that, it's not that they were just DNP and didn't show up to practice or were inside getting medical treatment or ruled out completely. They were doing side field work. So they're from the Charger blogs and Charger beat reports that I read, it seems there's a little hope they might be able to return today. So they're not out, but it's not great by any stretch. Bud Dupree being out would not be as big a deal as Hampton. If Hampton is out, that is a major advantage Patriots defense, especially without Tonga.
Yeah, that's the biggest injury in this game. Dan Ball, you have some news from the West Coast?
Yes, so per the Chargers Twitter account about a half an hour ago, two players have been ruled out. Keandre Lambert-Smith and Kendall Williamson, neither of which I think we're going to have a huge impact anyways. Questionable, Austin Deculus, Bud Dupree, Tucker Fisk, Elijah Molden, Delshon Phillips, and Omarion Hampton has been listed as questionable for Sunday's game.
Yeah, that's a huge run. But we are at that point. You know how during like week four they say, well, if it was a playoff game, he'd play? Well, we're at a playoff game. So if
that's
you can play,
game,
you're
so,
going to
yeah.
play. I'd be surprised. I mean, I don't have any insight. But Hampton, injury,
I think he's going to try. Tape, shots,
medicines, various
things. About the parking lots or the field here?
Yeah, I'm talking about the field. The old duct tape and Toradol, get your ass out there and carry the damn football, Dan Ball.
And the Chargers also have a bit of a reputation of whoever their running back is going to be productive. Their second stringer, Kamani Vidal, has also had some pretty good games for
very
him.
Good.
So I would imagine it's going to be very much a 1A, 1B, regardless of it, or as long as Hampton plays, and he's still a guy that can burn you if you're not careful.
Yeah, Kamani Vidal had three games with over 100 yards this year. And if there's going to be any sort of pregame medical work done on Omarion Hampton to try to get him out there, just don't have the same Chargers doctor that gave a pain shot to Tyrod Taylor treat him and he'll be fine.
Well, I mean, puncturing a lung when you're doing rib work and up there, if he punctures a lung on a guy with an ankle injury, then you really got a problem with your medical staff. But I do think it bears watching. 8 o'clock, you know, pregame workouts, the Mike Reese's of the world, the Chargers guys, you know, keeping track of what it looks like. You know, all the reporters will have their binoculars out with their eagle eyes. Oh, Hampton looks like he's limping pretty bad. I don't think he's going to be all that productive or whatever. You know, Robert Spillane. You know, it's great for Robert Spillane to say he's fully healthy, but it'd be nice to see him out there on those first couple snaps, chase somebody down and be like, oh, okay, yeah, he is really healthy. We have the leading tackler back, which something that jumped out to me, not only that he's the leading tackler, he wasn't very good early in the year, if you remember. He's missing a lot of tackles, low tackle numbers, and then he missed the final three games of the season, I believe,
yes,
three plus, and still led the team in tackles by like 20. So to say he's your leading tackler, it's not, you know, he's that important. He missed, you know, more than a quarter of the season and still was by far your leading tackler. So that's a huge one to get him back out there. Milton Williams, getting him knocking off the rust last week. That defensive front, I don't know if they're ready, per se, for the Chargers and the physicality and those big guys on the interior you've talked about, Fitzy, and the ground game and all of that. But they're as ready, minus Tonga, as you can expect them to be. To get Milton Williams, your best D lineman back, and your best linebacker back, okay, time to go play ball. Let's roll it out there, see what happens. 617-779-7937. Big game, Sunday night, playoffs, it's here, baby. We asked Fitzy, what is the advantage that the Patriots have? And now we're going to have to ask the opposite question. What advantages do the Chargers have? What's the biggest advantage for the visitor on Sunday night at Gillette Stadium, which I'm guessing is reason for trepidation? The biggest advantage for the Chargers, your phone call, 617-779-7937. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.